The name of the patient is Kathy Richards. The last name is R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that has a focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Diagnosed by biopsy. The patient was instructed to go into a plant-based diet, restrict the caloric intake, restrict the sodium, and restrict the fluid intake, and she has been very successful in doing so. The patient has lost 4 pounds of body weight since the last visit, and in the laboratory workup, the albumin creatinine ratio remains to be 65. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the CBC, the creatinine is 1.3, the BUN 31, and the estimated GFR is 41. The serum electrolytes, the potassium is slightly decreased at 3.4. Instructions of dietetic changes in order to increase the potassium were given. The protein creatinine ratio shows the tendency to decline. Last time 958 from 1600, and this time is 787 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension is pretty much under control. The blood pressure is 101 over 74. We're going to adjust the administration of lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide to every other day. Following number. The patient has a history of diabetes. However, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.5. It's very well controlled. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The level is 57. Nanograms per milliliter. The patient increased the exercise and changed the diet, and she's feeling much better. We are going to continue the close follow-up, and if necessary, next time we will consider the addition of GLST-2 inhibitor or finerenone. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The patient has Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.